This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Several countries are urging their citizens to avoid the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. There's a terror threat, a possible suicide bombing, says Belgium. The U.S. is warning Americans to leave three airport gates immediately. The AP's Zaria Shackley is overseas.
Already, military cargo planes leaving Kabul airport have launched flares to disrupt any potential surface-to-air missile fire as fleeing Afghan troops abandon heavy weapons and equipment across the country in their collapse following America's withdrawal of troops. UK Armed Force Minister James Heapy says groups such as Islamic State are aware the window is closing for evacuations.
Early this morning, Vice President Kamala Harris, who is traveling in Southeast Asia, said the U.S. is determined to get Americans and Afghan allies out of Kabul.
It is risky for them to be there. It is a dangerous and difficult mission, but it must be seen through, and we intend to see it through as best as we can.
Some New York City teachers are angry about a COVID vaccine mandate. They gathered outside the mayor's office to protest. Teacher Carlos Oliveri says he's not going to get the shot.
I'm a centrist, I like liberty, and I would prefer to die a free man.
Police in London have arrested a man on suspicion of contaminating food in three supermarkets by injecting them with syringes. No word yet on what, if anything, was inside the syringes. A wildfire has burned some homes near Los Angeles. Hundreds more are under threat. The fire in San Bernardino County damaged or destroyed at least a dozen homes and outbuildings in the foothills northeast of Los Angeles. 1,000 residents have been told to evacuate. A gunman in Washington State apparently killed three people and wounded one other before being found dead. This is AP News. And now to New York. The AP's Ben Thomas takes us there.
New York's new governor is acknowledging that the state has had significantly more deaths from COVID-19 than former Governor Andrew Cuomo told the public. Governor Kathy Hochul's office says nearly 55,400 people have died of the coronavirus in New York. That's based on death certificate data submitted to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the figure is 12,000 more than then-Governor Andrew Cuomo reported Monday, his last day in office. Federal health officials and academic institutions tracking COVID-19 deaths have been using the higher tally for months because of known gaps in the data Cuomo had been choosing to publicize. Hochul tells National Public Radio, good or bad, the public deserves a clear, honest picture of what's happening, adding, that's how we restore confidence. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks were up yesterday, the Dow up 39. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.